What's up, fam? This is Scotty Reed. I just want to do a quick video. I saw my baby brother do a video, and he was talking about something that occurred on his job. He said that a white lady asked him a question. Now, I'm making this video not to, show him out or show him to be wrong about anything, but I just want to share some constructive information that I have picked up over the years by listening to a program on our network called The Context of White Supremacy. They do a weekly broadcast that is dedicated to workplace racism. And I have found the people who call into that show to share problems or situations they have come across on the job. And other people will give solutions or suggestions on how to handle a situation that a black person comes across on the job, considering how we deal with racism day in and day out in just about every facet of our lives. Doesn't mean we experience racism every day, but the threat is always present. So let's give a quick listen to the question that was asked of him on his job a couple of weeks ago, because I imagine with everything that's going on right now, the protests in the streets, is that some people may on the job want to discuss what's going on in the streets, and I would recommend that you don't. But this is what he was asked.
What's going on, Facebook? I just felt compelled to make this video because somebody asked me a question. A white lady asked me a question. I was at a National Tire and Battery a couple of weeks ago, before all this other killings and lynchings and all this other crazy stuff started happening out here. And she asked me, what could white people do to make things better in this country? And I honestly said to her, "You serious? You really want to hear this?"
So I'm going to stop it right there. So he was asked by a white lady on his job how we can make things better. Now, he may have been hesitant in stating that, "Oh, you really want to hear this?" I would have asked her a question with a question. This is one of the suggestions that came up on the context of white supremacy, workplace racism. When somebody asks you a question about something that's going on, whether it's in the streets, social, political issues, ask them a question. Answer their question with a question like, "I don't know. What do you think? What do you think white people should do?" Now, outside of the job, if a person was to ask me that question, especially a white person, I would say to them, don't practice racism. Don't support people who are practicing racism. Report people who practice racism. And finally, support reparations for the descendants of victims of slavery. So that would be my answer on what white people can do to make things, quote unquote, better. Number one, don't practice racism. Practice justice. All right. So again, the context of white supremacy, I don't know if workplace racism comes on Thursdays or Fridays. It used to come on Thursday nights. I think it's on Friday nights, but Gus is always good about posting his promos ahead of time of the topics that'll be discussed on his radio program. And again, you can find that on the Black Talk Radio Network, blacktalkradionetwork.com. All right, this is Scotty. I'm out. Hope this was helpful. Don't talk to people about social political issues on the job. Keep it to workplace questions, anything dealing with your job. Those are the only questions. That's all you want to talk about. It's stuff out here in the streets. No matter how well-meaning you think that person is, you don't know. You don't know what's really in that person's heart. And, we don't go to work to solve the problems of the world. We go to work to earn a paycheck so that we can support our families, and we don't want to do anything to jeopardize that. So that would be my recommendation. Thanks.